Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Greetings, how are you? And welcome to the Dr. Juul Balancing Show. I'm your host, Dr. Juul, and welcome to the Juul Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the science of life and living on the Juul Network. And as usual, we are just so excited to have you with us today. This is a very special day. Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday is celebrated today, a national holiday. And so it is, again, a wonderful opportunity for us to really look at ourselves and reflect on how the mindset, and I've kind of talked about this before on numerous occasions, that, you know, we are honoring an incredible brain, an incredible mind that has had the capacity through nonviolence to transform an entire country who literally had a very, very violent reaction to skin color. And to do that nonviolently, only through the use of the brain, the area that he used and was very focused in, the neocortex or the prefrontal cortex of the brain, is a real big teaching for us, and most of us still have not comprehended that at this point yet in our lives. But you continue to listen to the Juul Network. We will make sure that you understand the neurophysiology of what he was able to do, and all of us can do this. And this is the goal of the Juul Network, to help you as a human being be able to literally sit in your seat, which is in consciousness, your capacity to be in the neocortex, which is the area of the brain designed to navigate and literally pilot a human body. So get your water, as usual. The brain, over 70% water. You have to keep it hydrated. You want to be VAC, visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, so make sure you have your pad and pencil. You want to see what you're writing. You want to be able to feel the pen as you're writing it. And as you are hydrating the brain, all of what I say and all of what you hear will be definitely picked up by the mimic neurons and processed throughout the memory banks of the entire body. So get prepared to learn something very interesting today, and I'll be back with you in just a minute. This is the Dr. Juul Balancing Program Show on the Juul Network, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life, less stressed? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? If so, what you need is access to the 90% of your brain that most of us don't even use. All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Juul's Balancing Program. Dr. Juul's Balancing Program is a revolutionary program utilizing sacred geometry to connect the logical left and creative right sides of the brain to work with what we call whole brain functionality. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. Act now to start on this life-changing program and become the person you always wanted to be. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Juul's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.net. What are you waiting for? Make the move now.
Well, greetings. If you're just tuning in, you've tuned in to the Dr. Jewel Show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel Balancing Program Show. I'm your host, and this show is being brought to you on the Jewel Network, just vibrantly enchanted with enlightened living, bringing you the sciences of life and living on Blog Talk Radio. Well, as you know, so many wonderful things are happening today. Not only is this Dr. King's birthday, but also our illustrious president in his second term was inaugurated today and utilized Dr. King's Bible to take in his oath for his public swearing in. And that was very significant. So there's a lot of ceremonies going on in Washington, D.C. right now and across the nation. But I want to bring yourself, your attention to something that I think is very, very interesting. Last week was kind of occupied with the announcement and the sharing of individuals who were admitting areas of themselves, or should I say areas of their lives and states of consciousness of themselves that they up to this point in their entire life, never admitted to. So I've had some interesting experiences here, and one of the things I do want to tell you about, because I really don't want you all to miss all these opportunities and all these wonderful things that are happening with the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program. And so one of the things that participants on the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program receive, and especially those who have completed our program, our basic program, we have a whole area that supports all of our participants once they have a balanced and locked brain, and it's called the Dr. Jewel Brain Balanced Brain Alliance. And here we have weekly meetings and conferences to keep us up to date on more progress about understanding the physiology and neural anatomy of the brain, as well as how that correlates with these areas of the brain and how we can literally see and interact with our life in a totally different way, because now we have more neurons, we have access to areas of the brain that we never had before. So what appears to be an experience to one group of individuals is a total different reality to another group of individuals, especially if the brain has been developed differently. So we have a newsletter that comes out to our participants, and it's so cute. The name of the newsletter is the Align Neuron, okay? And as you know, that is the name for the main processor in the brain, the neuron. And the newsletter is hosted by New and Ron. And because they are aligned, that's the name of the newsletter, the Align Neuron. And so it's really cute. It has a lot of different information, book listings and articles and testimonies and events that are happening amongst all of us that have balanced brains and more. But one of the articles, and I have a little teeny contribution to that newsletter every month, and I have a little column that's called From the Desk of Dr. Jewel. And so you're going to get a special gift today because I'm going to share with you my article that I wrote for this month, because I think that with the events that have been going on post-December 21st, 2012, this is very important information for us to contemplate and to seriously consider in our lives. So from my desk in the Align Neuron, I'm going to share this little article with you. So listen very carefully. Currently, we are moving through January 2013 without the predicted displays of galactic, geological, or meteorological upheavals as foretold to occur after December 21st, 2012. I have contemplated the reason for this environmental quiescence since we have been reminded for years prior that this would be an extremely difficult period full of change on planet Earth and in our skies. In my contemplation, upon this observation, I was asked, could the Armageddon be an internal development where incredible change, revelations, and transformation would be occurring in the mind, the spirit, and in the essence of what makes being a human being what this could really be all about? So I'm sharing this experience with you to stimulate you to spend more time contemplating self. I strongly suggest that you find time every day to review how you are feeling about yourself, asking yourself these questions. What is my self-image? What values and concepts have I selected to structure and imbue into my self-image? Does the image I presently hold and define as myself work for me? Am I achieving the goals I have set for my life? And am I living the life I desire based on my self-image? Now, another question. Based on the fact that being human is the most evolved living organism on planet Earth, can I declare that I am living a life reflective and representative of being the most evolved organism on Earth? In the eyes of myself, my family, my job, my goals, and my present accomplishments, am I being and exemplifying the human element? Last but not least, I recommend that every day you ask yourself how joyous and pleased you are with yourself at the end of the day. Give yourself a score. Use the index from 0 to 10. 1 being, I blew it, it's just been a crazy day, and 10 representing, I am living my heaven on earth. Now, if you would take the time every day and go through this contemplation of questions, truly a breakthrough will begin to occur in your life almost every day. And your consciousness will become vividly aware of the true sources from which all the activities in the outer world originate. Now, one more question I feel is very important. Is the new world you've been waiting for waiting on you? Now, do the simple contemplation exercise for 30 days, and please write me and tell me how this exercise has affected or changed your life. Because I really want you to be able to answer for yourself. Could it be that the Armageddon predicted is actually a personal, internal, spiritual, inner self event? And I thought it was so important to bring this to your attention, not just because these are things that we talk about in our weekly conference calls once you join the Dr. Jewel Balancer program, that these are things that we write in our newsletter to stimulate those new neurons that you are creating every day as you focus on our sacred symbols. But also, we have to always connect the dots, and we have to make the connection between what we are doing in our own personal lives because it is mirrored outside of us in the bigger world. And so last week was a huge example of the Armageddon playing out. You can look at Mr. Lance Armstrong. Now, it's very interesting. I'm sure most of you are aware that, you know, he was the 7-time gold medalist and winner of the French Open cycling race. And finally, he decided last week here in the United States to go on public TV on the OWN network, Oprah Winfrey's network, and have an interview with her and admit that he did use illegal drugs, performance enhancement drugs, to accomplish the goal of winning the French Open for 7 competitions. And it was very interesting what the history behind all of this reveals, because he was very adamant for a very long period of time of not admitting that he used any type of illegal drugs. Anyone that insinuated this, he did not destroy their career. He made it very difficult for them, et cetera. And for him, after all of this energy that he spent in making sure that it was clear, as far as he was concerned, that he did not use performance enhancement drugs, that he would come forth on an international TV venue to admit the opposite. Now, it's very interesting, if you did not see the interview that he gave on Oprah Winfrey, he shared what was the triggering point that made it very clear to him that he was literally going to have to change. And you have to understand Armageddon being a definition that everything changes, that what we thought was how the world was immediately is shifted and changed overnight in a very short period of time, and a whole new revelation and a whole new existence occurred. Well, this is exactly what happened for Mr. Armstrong, because he said, if you look directly into Ms. Winfrey's eyes, that he saw his son, his oldest son, vehemently defend him in making it very clear to a group of his peers that his father in no way would ever use those kind of drugs, and would he ever lie like that, that he had not used them, that his dad would not do that. And when he saw and heard what his son so intensely had shared with his peers, he recognized that he did not want his son to continue to defend him when he recognized that he was not worthy of defending, because he saw in his future, he saw in his son, that if he allowed his son to continue to think that he was one person when he was not that person, that his son would also then have to deal with and in his own way condone that being dishonest, that being something other than what you really are is acceptable, and it is not. So it was at that point that he called his son to his side, and Mr. Armstrong said that he looked him into his eyes as deeply as he could and told him that the person that he thought he was is not the person that he is, that the man that you know as your father is not the person that I am. That was what he said on the program. So you have to understand that with that announcement on international TV, that was the Armageddon, that everything that he literally had fought for, had been deceitful about, et cetera, had totally unraveled. So this was his earthquake. Obviously, when the corporation, nonprofit corporation that he created to fight against cancer that had helped hundreds of thousands of people immediately asked him to step away, to step down, and you have to understand that he funded this organization, that he created it. This was his brainchild, especially after what he had experienced from overcoming testicular cancer, that your own child would literally ask you to step away and not be associated with them was devastating. So that truly was like the sun falling to the earth, crashed into the earth. And he literally explained that, you know, first of all, having to reveal the real truth about himself to his son, because he did not want that to continue, that his son would basically take the stand in his behalf when he had really not earned that genuine type of support, and then two, for the corporation that he truly loved and had created now would ask him to disassociate himself with it. He said it was the second greatest hurt that he lost. So, of course, you know, Armageddon gets rough. And then, therefore, there were all the medals had to be returned. And, you know, he was stripped of his wins. And, of course, you know, the Hall of Fame. And it just goes on and on and on. It's a cascading effect. But he was very clear about the fact that he spent a lot of energy and time figuring out how to deceive the bicycle corporations and, you know, working around how could he get clean testing done during the time of competition. So a lot of time spent in his deception. And that energy was transferred to create some wonderful things, but because it was built on a deceptive foundation, it was not imbued with life force energy. This is what you have to understand. It wasn't built with life force energy. It was built with fear. It was built with insecurity. It was built on low self-esteem. Those things are not immortal. They do not create a magnetic field for life. And one way or the other, it was going to crumble. And it had started off already when, you know, outside of him, the organization and, you know, the insinuations, et cetera, the accusations were occurring that he did not win all of his races cleanly, that he had been on performance drugs. So for him to finally put it to an end and to allow the whole cleanup process to occur, which is the description of Armageddon, was very amazing to watch. And you can go back on CNN and, you know, go to the Home Network, et cetera, and you can pull that interview up, the two-day interview, and see that. And he basically gives you a summary of all the things that have happened to him in his life, the testimonies from the people that he intentionally injured in his fear because they had information about him that they were willing to share. When they had asked him, you know, just to please come forward and, you know, admit what you're doing, and he took that and literally destroyed their lives. So it's intense because there's been a lot of energy put into the deception, and it was of his own volition in seeing his seed, his son, put all of his heart and energy into defending him, and that just moved him to where? It moved him to his heart space. Okay, and when you move into the heart space, and there's a specific area in the brain that the consciousness moves into where clearly your whole value system is now focused on the life force. And we call it the heart space. It literally is in the center of the brain, moved right almost in the center of the head, right between the cerebellum and the neocortex. And once you get to that level out of the lower midbrain limbic system area, now you can move straight into the prefrontal cortex, which is where the consciousness of beings that are navigating human bodies is supposed to reside. And so that is where he was on his way now. But it's very difficult for a human being to navigate their body and their life successfully when their consciousness resides in the lower surface of the brain, the reptilian brain, the avian or the bird brain, the insect brain. Those neural circuits that our brain is built upon, of course, has its place. And you have to recognize that our brain is evolutionary. It evolved from the fish brain, from the reptilian brain, from the bird brain, the avian brain, as well as from the mammalian brain. And then the front part of the brain, the largest part of the brain, is the neocortex or the human brain. And once you're able to keep your consciousness there, now the body can show you all that it can do because the neurotransmitters that are made in the neural cortex are specific to activate and sustain a human body. The neurotransmitters from the bird brain, the neurotransmitters from the mammalian brain, the neurotransmitters from the reptilian brain, the neurotransmitters from the fish brain cannot navigate completely a human body. There are specific neuropeptides that have to be in place in the bloodstream, absorbed by the cell before the full complement of DNA for a human body can be accessed. So this is why people die. I want you to listen to me very clearly. You know, we've had people that have gone before us, like Dr. King, you know, and all these other people. They've made the way for this knowledge to finally come forth that I'm sharing with you today. There's been much blood shed for this knowledge to come through. If you're not sitting in the proper area of your brain in consciousness, yes, it will appear to you that death and aging is natural because the neurotransmitters made by these segments of the brain is not able to completely control and matriculate a human DNA genome. The body is immortal. This is why we can have cadaver transplants. This is why we can clone from taking the swab inside of your mouth. So why aren't these things just spontaneous, that we can take your cells and we can put them in cryo storage, which means we freeze them, and then we can thaw them out, and then you can go ahead and have a child with this? Pay attention here. This is immortal tissue that we are dealing with. Why can't you in consciousness stay inside of your body and live an immortal life? Well, you can't if you are existing in the reptilian brain. You can't if your consciousness is in the bird brain, social consciousness. You cannot be immortal if you're a reptile. All you are is a predator. You're looking for who you can basically bond with temporarily for sex or for money, or to be taken care of. That is not a consciousness that sits in the neocortex. That is all avian brain activity. So, yes, your body is going to shrivel and die over time because the neurotransmitters made by that area of the brain cannot activate the immortal genes and many of the other capabilities that are available to you that sit in your cells every day that you never access. So one of the greatest things that Lance Armstrong has showed us, he should be applauded for what he did. There are billions of people that go to the grave every day because they will not tell the truth. As a physician, I've attended many of them. Many, many rich people I've watched die that they had enough money to buy whatever they wanted to, but they couldn't get full body blood transfusions every day to cleanse out the neurotransmitters made by deceit. They couldn't do it. So it didn't matter what hospital they went to and how many surgeries, their body still continued to wither. And they died. So this gentleman has been able to come forth and tell the truth. And he's showing you how Armageddon looks. But I tell you that this man is a champion, and that he's going to do even greater things because it is a different type of being that can move into the area of the brain that can finally let them see what is the real essence of what's important. And that's life. And he was able to move out of his fear and insecurity. There's no question in my mind that Lance Armstrong couldn't have won all that and never had to even look back at caffeine, let alone all the other stuff that he was taking. He could have won those on his own. The issue was, as it always is, that he was not able to see that in himself. This is why I read to you the little story. What is your self-image? Because that is going to tell you what part of the brain you sit in. If he had a set in the prefrontal cortex, the neocortex of his brain, he wouldn't even thought about the fact, can I win this? If that's what I see for myself, oh, that's going to be the case. And whatever my muscles have to do, whatever, this man practiced 6 hours a day. He was riding his bike 6 hours a day. You understand? 6 hours a day. And he thought that he had to take and performance enhancement drugs on top of that. Are you kidding? Just to be able to ride 7 days a week, 6 hours a day is a tremendous brain. That's focus. That is discipline galore. Of course he could have won it on his own, but his self-image said he couldn't. And so therefore, because he wanted it, he did something outside of himself. Didn't matter whether it was legal or not. He felt he had to subsidize himself because he, of his own volition, he didn't believe that he was enough. So all of us who are walking around with self-images where you don't think that you're enough, you're not sitting in the prefrontal cortex of your brain. And you are going to do things. Yes, you're going to lie. You're going to do all kind of deceitful things. Don't think that because you don't say anything doesn't mean that you're not lying. See, all of these little games that you play, those are little clever people. Those are the reptilian characteristics, because that's where you're sitting in consciousness in your brain. It's very important here to really contemplate. So I really want you to spend some time looking at that interview and recognizing this is a great being, because he finally has gotten what makes him so incredibly special. And that's for every human being, because every human being is immortal. But you cannot access those genes until you can understand what makes you so special, and that's because you have unlimited access to what? To life. And when he looked in his son's eyes and he saw that his son was squandering his life force on him, and he knew that he was a liar and a deceit, he finally went to the heart and recognized, this can't be me, okay, but I can't see my seed also waste that life force energy when I know I'm not worth it. And he had to rise to the occasion. Now, we've had many more people last week basically have their own Armageddon. So you can look up at the sky if you want to, or you can, you know, jump across the cracks in the earth. But I'm telling you, and I think that this is what has been missed, that this Armageddon is going to be from within outward. I'll be right back after this message, and let's talk about this a little more.
From Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart, by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over again. Get your paperback or ebook copy today.
Greetings. If you're just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program show. I'm your host, Dr. Jewel, and we've been talking about Armageddon, but from a very interesting perspective on this very, very special day. Here in the United States, it's an incredible day, and it is an incredible day because it's really talking to us about what brains. It's talking to us about consciousness and all the incredible things that people are doing based on what? How they are using their brain, how they are aware of what they are thinking and what those thoughts can do. This is the Dr. Martin Luther King holiday celebrated today, even though he was born on the 15th of January, and an incredible brain. I will say this to you again, and I say this over and over again. He is still not recognized as incredible genius, that he was able to show humanity that you can take something so intensely violent and through focus and centering your consciousness in the area of the brain that brings harmony, you can transform a circumstance that will never be violent again. And that's what he did. That's what he did. So many people didn't like him. so many threats, just over and over and over again, the stuff that he endured. Even to the end, when he was assassinated, that violence. But his goal, because he admitted that, as far as he was concerned, you know, he was through. And later on, I'll tell you what the teachings are about the things we say and how they manifest in our life. But when he was truly on point and centered and focused about what he had to do, he was untouchable. And he was constantly transforming extremely violent circumstances without a gun, without a knife, no bombs, no stealth bombers behind him, with his brain that allowed him to access the mind, to hold a focus that could transform all of this. On the same day, we have a president here in the United States, same situation, a brain that he knew how to use to overcome all kind of just incredible states of consciousness to take his place to be able to help the entire planet. He got so much resistance. I'm talking about President Obama now. In his first journey to become president of this country, he was accused of everything that you could accuse a person of that would basically tarnish their reputation in the minds of simple people. Everything, everything, from literally being accused of being illegitimate, and just, it just went on and on and on. But when you understand how reality is created and how the brain functions, you as an energy field, a field of consciousness, when you know how to localize, literally center yourself in your own brain, in the proper circuitry, you can transform any circumstance, any formation of matter outside of you, and create a new one. That's why it's just mystifying to me, you know, and this is something that I just have to really stay focused on myself, as to how a person would not want to have a balanced brain. How are you going to be able to create an incredible life for yourself and you can't cross over from the left to the right side of your brain and consciousness? You can't do it because you haven't done the preparation to do that. I think it's like 1 in 100 million people where they are naturally balanced. We're seeing more of them now because we have mothers who literally are balancing their brain, and those neural transmitters that they make from participating in the balancing program crosses the placenta. So these children are already going to have a very highly matured corpus callosum. And that corpus callosum very well could automatically hemisync the right and the left hemisphere of the brain before birth. And if so, we're going to see that in these children. But if you have not done anything to do that and to set that as a permanent interaction in your brain, then it's going to be very difficult for you to cross over and to travel through the different circuits of the brain to lodge your consciousness where you want it to be able to have the control and discipline over your body that you want to complete a particular task. So, you know, I've been campaigning for this program for the last 15 years, and I will do it for the next 100 so that humanity can finally move its awareness to the areas of the brain where they can begin to see more clearly and to be able to speak and to move their bodies more constructively so that we will stop doing harm to each other. That here we are on planet Earth, as much as we need the water, the air, the plants, that we've been so cavalier and just so thoughtless, literally, in how we treated our planet. How can you do that when this is what you have to exist upon? Where was your mind as we ask very commonly. And obviously, you weren't in it. You were down there in the lower surface of the brain, a reptile. Maybe you were being an ant. Even the birds, I think, at the level of what we call the third seal, the third circuit, are much more compassionate about taking care of the environment. But you were down there in the reptilian area. That's how you could basically have gas all bubbling up everywhere into your water source and polluting the sky as you see it and then think nothing of it, that you could see a pristine park, just beautiful, and you were taking through all your garbage and everything on it. That's lower reptilian brainstem activity. And how are you going to be able to stay out of that? Well, first of all, once we balance the circuit and you begin to understand the areas of the brain and what they offer you, you'll be able to navigate it just like you do the software in your computer. But first of all, you've got to know what is going on and align yourself with it. And that requires you to balance your brain. This is a very special day from a neurologic perspective that we're looking at people who have really been able to use their brain efficiently to lodge their consciousness in the circuits that would give them the results necessary and be able to access the mind, the universal mind, to bring forth information on not only how to navigate themselves, but a wonderful thing, to help others. To help others. Incredible. So I can't imagine that you're listening to this show and you don't want these things for yourself. And you can have them for yourself. Go to our network, thejewelnetwork.net, and click on the tab that says DJBP, Dr. Jewel Balancing Program, and find out what this is all about. This program only takes 15 minutes a day. I tell you, when I think about this, I was like, oh, my goodness, would I have ever went to med school and spent just thousands of hours in my life grueling through these books, et cetera? No, I would not if I hadn't known about this program. My graduate work in microbiology, college, are you kidding? With hemispheres of the brain, I could have picked up a book and learned all of this, no problem. My issue would have been the institutions that want to control the knowledge as to whether they would bestow upon me, they think, the right for me to be what I am, a genius. You're a genius. And somebody's got to bestow the right upon you to be a genius. I don't think so. And that's why that's going to be an Armageddon at that level of education, where when we see people who are naturally already developed in these areas, that we're going to put them through some paces to give them a piece of paper before they can allow their genius to flow, we're not going to be that insecure and fearful anymore. That is definitely promised to us in the 21st century. We see a genius, we're going to let that genius flourish, because now we're going to get answers to the problems that have been created on this planet. There's no problem on this planet where the answer doesn't stand next to it. But that may be in the individual who's observing the problem, but you're telling them that they can't basically say anything because they didn't go through a particular institution or they don't wear the proper shoes or whatever else, et cetera. That is, of course, where I sit in my brain, lunacy. But where most people are sitting in their brain as reptiles and ants, they have their own clubs and their own situations here that if you're not a part of that, you literally don't exist on the planet. You're an alien, and you now have a potential right to be destroyed. What do you think this has been all this time? Literally the Dark Ages. Where we still use that kind of classification as to who we're going to kill and who we're not. And just think about that, that as a being who has been granted immortality, sitting right there in your genes, that you would lift your hand against life is just incredible. Because all you have to do is move your consciousness to the neocortex and you will be able to have an answer for what you think is a problem. There's no problem that doesn't have an answer. But if you don't use the proper area of the brain for the solution, no, you will not know it. And so then to destroy the problem is never the answer. So we had another Armageddon that was announced last week. I thought that was very, very interesting. This is a beautiful lady. Great. She's known. She's very famous, known for her acting capabilities. She comes in. She does her job, always high-quality movies. And then we never see anything about her anymore. She doesn't put herself out in Hollywood, and she's not on the newspapers, and she's not being buzzed, and she's not on, you know, all of the entertainment shows at all. And that was Miss Jodie Foster. And I don't know the story as to what prompted her to admit that she lives a gay lifestyle. I don't know what prompted her to finally come out and admit that, because, you know, nobody's ever pressured her in the media to talk about her personal life. She made it clear very, very, very long time ago that she doesn't do that, and they just don't bother her. So for her to have to come forward and to make the announcement to the world that she was gay made it very clear that obviously she also had experienced her own Armageddon, that whatever was going on in her personal life was enough to move her from fear and insecurity to being totally accepting of what it is that she believes that she is, and that she would basically live her life as she perceives herself, her self-image, wherever she existed, that she was not going to have a secret life because she was afraid of or concerned about what other people would think or whatever they would do, et cetera. She declared that this is what she is and that that's what it is. And so we don't have any questions about her acting capability. Incredible. Exquisite. So therefore, the illusion of her thinking that it was going to curtail her capacity to be an actress, we know it's not true. Same thing with Armstrong. For her to be rejected, not at all. So therefore, again, because she was not residing in the neocortex of her brain, these were the obstacles and the illusions that she had to be dishonest about, and now she had to also step forward in her brain, which means that she had to change the activities of her body and totally change her life, because she now is appreciating at least her life in the way that she wants to live it. The key here is life, and in the lower circuits of the brain, you really cannot appreciate this fabulous gift that we have, not until you sit in the area of the brain that navigates the human body, and that is the neocortex. So we have a message from our sponsor, and I'll be right back for closing. Be right back.
Would you like to be smarter, more at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings. Well, if you're just tuning in, wonderful. We've had a great discussion today on a great day here in the United States. The first melanated president of the United States is taking his second term as the president. And I really want you to be clear about what I just said, because there's no such thing as race. We're going to go through that again, because that ignorance was also sustained by groups of people who are living in areas of their brain that are not collaborative for the full functionality of a human body. When you move to the neocortex of your brain, you'll be very clear about the fact that you're not looking at any race issue where there's a specific, totally different structure of genes. not happening here amongst the human race on planet Earth. Our genome is 99.9% the same. 99.9%. So what you are seeing is states of consciousness. This is the human genome is like a keyboard. And so how we think is how those keys are going to be played. And obviously it's going to cause us to look different, speak different, hair structure, skin, all these things are going to be different because of how we play the keyboard. We accept that about the music. Why can't we accept that about ourselves? We accept that about the dogs, all the different breeds, but they have the same genome. You can look at that and know that's a dog. I don't care whether it's only 3 pounds or whether it's 200. It's a dog. So this whole thing about race, you're going to have to mature in your consciousness. It's part of the Armageddon. You're going to have to drop this ignorance and drop this misinformation. So the first nominated president of the United States is also celebrating his second term here, and also on the birthday of an incredible individual who used his brain in a nonviolent way to totally transform an extremely violent practice worldwide, and especially in America, known as slavery. So this is a day of how human beings have shown how to use a fabulous instrument known as the human brain and to allow those neurons to communicate in such a way where they have done incredible things for the advancement of the human species on planet Earth. And with that, we are addressing the idea that maybe this whole prophecy about all the changes that were supposed to be happening after December 21st, 2012, literally was a prophecy of the change that was going to happen within us. Not so much about stars falling from the sky and the earth opening up and swallowing up a bunch of people. What about our lives that we've created? Lance Armstrong definitely is experiencing his Armageddon. He has a star as the sun fell out of his own sky. And now is very much grounded about the fact that, you know, he's got to start walking his life as an honest person, but he took steps. He didn't want to pass on that ignorance and life-destroying behavior pattern that he has had to be able to accomplish something that he didn't believe in himself he could do on his own. He was already a champion. He even demonstrated that in himself from being able to overcome cancer. Chemotherapy, radiation, do not cure cancer. It's real obvious. They'll tell you that. All you have to do is look on the package. 20% of the people who take the stuff die instantly. They die in the first month of therapy. It's right there in the PDR, physician to death reference. So these are things that are trying to just control the cancer cells until it's hoped that the immune system kicks in and can take over. And he was able to accomplish all of this. He has always been a champion, but he didn't believe in himself because of his what? His self-image. That is why in our Align Neuron newsletter that we circulate to balancing participants, contemplate your self-image. You must do this. Because if you're feeling victimized, you're feeling as though you can be preyed upon, safety is a real big issue for you. You don't feel as though you can sustain what you need to have what you want. You're in the lower brain stem of the human brain. That is not what navigates a human body. You've got to move your consciousness forward. But the first thing you have to do is complete the neuronal development, the growth of the neurons, and then make sure that they all connect. And sacred geometry is what does that. Without you having to basically take drugs, to buy something you have to listen to, which wears off, and you have to listen again, or whatever the situation. It's permanent. Only 15 minutes a day. Now I'm sitting here looking into the chat room, and we have people who are, and I say this to you lovingly, I want you to understand what I'm telling you. Because of where you are in your consciousness, you want to believe that for you to be the best you can be is expensive. And that the balancing program is expensive. That's absurd. because you think this, we even structured it so that anybody could join the program if they wanted to get on it. Do you know we have people, I don't know how they listen to us on the street, I don't know if that's in the shelters or whatever, but we have people who basically have told us they're homeless, but they got on the balancing program. Now, I don't know if they went out on the street with a cup every day and asked for help and donations, whatever, but they were able to come up with their first payment to get on the finance plan that we offer. Interest-free. You make your small down payment, and then you pay your amount every month. It's right there on the website for you to do this program. But there's no such thing as you not having to make an effort to be all you can be. That's part of you having your consciousness in the inappropriate place in your own brain. When you finally are able to move up to higher purpose of your brain, you will recognize that it doesn't make sense that I would go out and buy $200, $300, $400 of food, that I would basically buy hair. That's $500 or $600. Eyelashes, $100. Somebody was trying to show me some fingernail polish. That was $100. Now I want you to understand this, is that the fingernail polish is fine if it's $100. If it's $10,000, it's fine. But now the choice of doing that and you not have a balanced brain, that is where we have self-image issues. That's where we have self-esteem issues. Because you want to always make sure that you are the best from the inside out. So the cost for making you the best, you having access to all of your brain, you taking care of your teeth, you're making sure that you are feeding yourself high-quality food, even if it's not a lot, is much more important than you being able to walk around the street with $500 shoes on and drive a $60,000 car. And your teeth are eroding that are permanent. The teeth are permanent. They're supposed to last indefinitely. We have archaeological skulls that have been found 10,000 years old, all the teeth in them. Your teeth are not supposed to erode, but they require care. And if you're not putting your money on those kind of things that are permanent and eternal, you're existing in the inappropriate part of the brain. You're not appreciating your life force. And so if you don't appreciate your life force, then how is someone outside of you going to bestow upon you something that is so powerful for nothing? That is very selfish. That's what I'm saying. When you're in these areas of the brain, it's very difficult for you to see the bigger picture. How is somebody going to keep a radio show working to educate you about this, to finance writing a newsletter to keep you updated? The science that's required to study, somebody's got to read it. Somebody's got to assimilate it. We have to correspond with you. People got to do the measurement. You have to get the symbol. You have to get a whole packet. All of that is energy that someone else is expending in your behalf. And you don't want to give anything, and you want to say that your health is expensive? And well, I don't think so. And it's very interesting. You need to pay attention. Is that when you go into these gas stations and these little convenience stores, all the stuff they have around that cash register that sucks up your little money all destroys your body. All that candy, all of those carbonated beverages, all those liquids and wax and whatever else that are supposed to be, you know, cute drinks or whatever, all of that erodes and destroys your body. So if you took those pennies and those nickels and said, rather than me buying this gum and gummy bears and worms and all this other stuff they got up there, that you go and put those in a jar, you will have your balancing money. That will balance your brain. And one thing about when you get more brain tissue, you always can see how to acquire more money. If that's what you focus on, that's what you're going to have. So we're not the ones here. It's the people that have all those chemicals and all that sugar that erodes your brain that is not your best friend. And you think that it's great because they're giving you twice as much for a quarter. No, they're giving you twice as much poison for a quarter. because the real good candy that may cost $5 a bag, you're not going to get a lot of it. But look what it's made out of. You don't need a lot of it unless you're an addict. And then you have to look at yourself. Well, why do I have to eat, you know, a whole pound of candy? That is not at all appropriate for evolved human beings. So let's pay attention here. So it sounds like it's time to go. Enjoy this day. Sign up for the Dr. Jewel program to get your new coupons. We'll be back on Simplify the Mind of a Scientist. What's the website? Program. Join us. No problem. Please keep it on the program. Love you much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.